If you're trying to make plans for what to do in case of a nuclear attack, you may have one more thing to worry about. Your car insurance may not cover the damage. State Farm Insurance is changing its policies to clearly exclude damages from nuclear explosions or radioactive fallout. Anna Compain Romero is a State Farm spokesperson and joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you.
What prompted this change?
You know, we review our policies every year. And it was in the wake of September 11th that we were doing one of these reviews, and we noticed that the language in the policy was kind of ambiguous. There was a war exclusion, but given the times that we're living in where dirty bombs are common in everyday language, we realized that a nuclear exclusion wasn't there. A nuclear exclusion has always been present in our homeowner's policy, so we felt that it was important to go ahead and place that language back in the auto policy. The way that it reads is, there is no coverage for loss to any vehicle that results from nuclear reaction, radiation or radioactive contamination from any source, or the accidental or intentional detonation of or release of radiation from any nuclear or radioactive device.
You have to wonder if there was a radiological event, as they call it, some kind of dirty bomb or an actual nuclear bomb, if that would be the first thing people would be thinking about is collecting on their cars.
You know, I really don't think that we would be thinking about that. I don't think we'd be thinking about a lot of things that we think of on an everyday basis. I don't think we'd be wondering whether or not the grocery store would be open or whether or not our hairdresser could still fit us in that day. I think we'd have a lot of other concerns. It's very understandable why we would need to have that kind of an exclusion in there. I don't really think that with such widespread and catastrophic damages, any insurance company would be able to recover from something like that. Even if it were very localized, it could probably permanently damage the financial strength of an insurance company.
It does seem almost absurd to be talking in these terms, and yet it does seem also like a realistic possibility that some large city in America at some point could be devastated by some kind of attack.
You're right, Steve. I mean, before September 11th, nobody ever thought that we would see what we saw. And we don't know what's around the corner.
Now, we're picking on you here, but State Farm is not the only insurance company that has this kind of nuclear exclusion. Am I right?
No, that's true. It's very common in the industry. This does not make us unique in any way.
And is there a broader plan for who would pay, who would compensate people in the event of a disaster?
You know, I can only speculate that it would be the federal government who would probably be helping everyone sort of pick up the pieces. I mean, this is what flood insurance does through the federal government. They come in and they help out with that.
Anna Compain Romero is a State Farm spokesperson. She's in Bloomington, Illinois. Anna, thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.